Welcome to Marketing with Confidence. I'm your host, Marianne Ames. We're going to be talking all things digital and online marketing for business owners and marketing professionals. If you've been feeling overwhelmed by your digital marketing, be sure to listen along and you'll hear tips, interviews, and more that will give you the confidence to create marketing you love. Welcome back to another episode of Marketing with Confidence. I wanted to talk to you today about captions on social media. When we do our marketing strategy, we get a feel for our brand voice. We get a feel for our target market. We choose the channels, and then we start with our content pillars, managing our own social media, writing our social media, designing our social media. And sometimes the captions can be almost the last thought. We, you know, especially now with the rise of video marketing, we put a lot of effort into creating the most beautiful video asset. And then often when it comes to post, we haven't really thought about the caption. I think that there is a tendency to think that captions aren't as important as they used to be, or, you know, nobody reads the captions. And certainly we all have shorter attention spans. And I think if we didn't before, the rise of TikTok has certainly nurtured us to increase the speed at which our thumb can push up. But captions are still really important. And if we come back to what we're trying to achieve on social media, which is often connection and conversion, it's often the caption that's going to really have all the juice and the goods that get you there. So today I wanted to share some top tips with you around writing your captions and start, I guess, for you to think about how important your captions are and how you can craft better captions. So kicking off, I'm going to talk about being concise. So typically, we want our captions to be pretty short, sharp, and to the point. So we need to grab that attention span. So it's also really important to think about those first 5 to 10 words, because on a lot of social media platforms, they're actually all that shows in the feed. So we need to have something really exciting that's going to hook people in. And then we can tell a little bit more detail or a lot more detail. So being concise on Instagram and TikTok is really appropriate. We do see longer form content there, and it certainly can work depending on your brand and on your objectives. But where we see longer form content really shine is platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook that tend to showcase more of the post in the feed and also tend to have an audience that wants to go a little bit deeper in content. My second top tip for you is storytelling. Obviously, as we've gone along with social media, we were starting to create more and more personal connections with our audience. And the craft of storytelling is really where we can build connection, build trust, show vulnerability, create affinity content where people feel aligned to you. So telling those stories around, you know, your vision or your purpose, telling your stories around what inspires and motivates you, or simply telling the story about your product and the impact it's having on somebody, or the lovely feedback that you got and what that means to you. Storytelling as a caption strategy should really be in your mix. A percent of your posts ideally should have a storytelling element, because as we, especially as small business owners, are the face behind our brand, people want to get to know us on that level, and that's what's going to increase our effectiveness. Another great tip is injecting personality. Now, you know, your brand has its own personality, and if you are the face of your brand, you have a personality. So when you decide your tone of voice, your brand ideals, your brand values, you really start to think about, well, what is my personality? And that may adapt to the channels that you're on. Again, you might not show so much personality on LinkedIn. I'll correct that. It's not that you won't show so much personality on LinkedIn, but for that audience, you may show a section of your personality, or you may make your content fit for platform, whereas on another platform, you may be a bit more irreverent, or you may be a bit more tongue-in-cheek, or, you know, tap into trends. I guess injecting your personality is important, and it has to feel really authentic. And then looking at that fit per platform is important as well. And I mean, we see great examples of people with huge personalities, divisive content, and putting that across all channels and going really well. It's all about how confident you are and how, I guess, committed you are to that personality and if that is what's going to work best for you. But, you know, whether it's humor or sincerity or integrity, enthusiasm, it's really important you infuse that unique flavor into your content. And you almost want people to see that caption and without looking at who posted it, them to know it's you or your brand because the personality shines through. The fourth great idea with captions is to be timely. So relating your captions to what's happening, whether that's, you know, the Taylor Swift concert tsunami, or whether that's Christmas, when you're topical and timely, it does allow people to engage with you right then and there, especially if you're tapping into questions they might have or asking them questions about what they're doing in regards to this event. You know, that timeliness also makes you feel really relevant and up to date. Now, emojis, love them or hate them, they do have a great role on some social media. And I can say we've definitely worked with clients over the years that are like hard and fast no emojis. And then other clients that love, you know, a huge use of emojis. I don't think there's right and wrong. I think it comes back to, again, your brand personality, how you want to be seen in the market and fit for platform. There certainly may be platforms where a lot of heavy emoji use just doesn't seem to feel right there, where others where it does. And, you know, I think it adds that playful, expressive touch to your captions. And they can also, I guess, convey a bit of emotion, enhance the tone, but we certainly don't want to go overboard with them and just kind of have emoji city. Including calls to actions in your captions. And this is one I think we often forget. You know, we're all really encouraged to add value and add value and add value. And hey, I'll put my hand up and I'll always encourage you to do that too. But it's important that we come back and ask for the sale. So, you know, we need to have a certain percent of our content that actually asks for the sale. So encouraging followers to take that action, like, share, visit the link in bio, you know, click on the article, buy this, sign up to that. You know, I think we don't want to risk just being value add all the time and never actually letting them know how to engage. I think great captions also create intrigue. You want to spark curiosity. You want to craft captions that leave room for interpretation, that make people want to ask questions or make people want to, you know, stay tuned for the next part. So it's almost part of storytelling, but think again how you can make your captions, I guess, be irresistible to people engaging, either sharing or wanting to know the next step. Staying authentic. And I've definitely talked about that throughout all of my tips so far. Authenticity is so important. Nobody wants to read, you know, captions or a version of you or engage with a version of your business that is just so far removed from what it is. So I think, you know, authenticity is critical. And I know myself, in person, I have a very irreverent sense of humor. And now that doesn't always work on all my social media channels. And so although I sometimes will come across quite polished on LinkedIn and a little bit more relaxed on Instagram, in real life, I can at times be fairly inappropriate. So, you know, I juggle that authenticity, I guess, with a bit of business to personal separation. And I think about what is right for my business? What's going to present me in a way that I feel confident and comfortable with? And what is also going to build trust and credibility against my followers? Maybe not everybody needs to hear my silly jokes or my irreverent quips, but, you know, I still want to be authentic and I still want to create that approachability so that people understand that maybe I'm not, you know, stuffy corporate if that's not the voice I'm going for. Another great tip for you with captions is actually how you lay it out. So think about how you can use line breaks. It's funny, years ago, it was actually near impossible to add line breaks into Instagram. And we used to have to do little dots and do all these little things. Now it's quite easy. It's the old return button. But using line breaks actually helps people digest. I'm also the sort of person that loves to use ellipses, so three dots. I also love to use a lot of brackets and dashes. And that's very reflective of how I talk as well. So in my captions, I always sort of put that in as well. But line breaks can just help your text be less overwhelming. So if you are writing a longer caption, those line breaks can just pace it. And, you know, you can mix up a short line to two or three lines to another short line to a couple of lines. And it gives pace and it can aid in that storytelling. Again, as we know, text has no tone of voice. It's really hard. It's when you get that SMS from your friend with no contacts and you think, are they mad at me? You know, your social media caption can be the same. You need to put these little cues in to also build that rhythm and pace and interpretation of what you're saying. Now, looking at some sort of technical caption enhancements, tagging relevant accounts, this will actually benefit you on all platforms. LinkedIn loves when you tag other people on LinkedIn and other businesses. Most social media platforms love this. So tagging other accounts and individuals where relevant and to some degree with their permission, that is going to help you get a little bit more reach. It's also going to, again, aid your follower in connecting the dots. You know, if you're talking about a wonderful conversation that you had with someone, tagging them and allowing that follower to go explore that is shortcutting their discovery of the next thing as well. And then optimizing for keywords. As the years have rolled by, you know, search engines, especially Google, have recognized that social media content is rich in information. It is a resource that people can tap into. And a lot of social media now is indexed in search results. So optimizing your captions for keywords actually helps your social media posts be discovered. So LinkedIn is quite good for indexing, and Instagram and TikTok have come a long way as well. And you'll actually start to see now TikTok video results in Google searches, which, you know, we sort of never thought would get there because the video competition between YouTube and TikTok. But it's critical that your social media posts can extend beyond just that social media platform, and optimizing for keywords is the solution. And now to wrap it all up, it would not be a Marianne Amy's word of advice without talking about testing and analyzing. So, you know, I really encourage you to experiment with different caption styles. Try emojis, try no emojis, space it out, cramp it up, make it long, make it short. What you want to do is try different caption strategies and analyze the performance of your post. And just like everything, we don't just do it once and compare. We need to have, you know, a few examples of each strategy to then be able to have enough data to really look and see. So, you know, it may just be that you test one strategy for a couple of weeks and you kind of go, all right, well, 50% of my posts I'm going to remove emojis on, and all the others I'm going to leave emojis on. And 2 weeks later, I'm going to have a look if I can see any noticeable differences in engagement, and so on and so forth for some of those other ideas. I would love to hear your tips on improving captions and writing captions for your social media. I hope you found these helpful, and I really look forward to talking to you here again soon. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode. If you don't want to miss one, make sure you subscribe to the show in your podcast app. And if you love it, be sure to share it with friends and colleagues who you think could benefit from increasing their digital marketing confidence. Want more? Head to marianneamys.com to find out how you can work with me directly, to reach out to have me speak at your event, or to grab yourself some free resources.